I said it earlier, but I thought the atmosphere and the sound system and the crowds more vocal in this arena than they were in Olympia.
Well, from your perspective, you absolutely smashed it out of the park in the second round, finding an extra 6 seconds, probably much to the frustration to the man sitting on your left-hand side, but that was a wonderful round of driving.
I haven't actually had a chance to reflect on the scores yet. We always do that in the truck ride on the way home. We have 12 hours to do it, so I saved that. But really pleased with the horses, especially when I had... I didn't expect this result because I put the leader on the wheel to rest Mad Max, and it came out quite well, but I didn't quite know what I had when I went into the arena.
And for you, because another frustrating night, nearly, but you found extra in that second round, but with the crowd roaring you on, I'm sure you enjoyed every minute, despite the fact that you haven't got quite the winner's cup.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic driving in this arena. Like Boyd said, it had for me the same typical London feeling in this arena. And I'm happy with the second place. It never comes easy in London. I mean, we had a super competitors here with Dries, Jerome, Ijsbrand, and then Marijke suddenly in the winning round and puts a time of 143. So she gives no room to go slow. So I just went full speed and I had an unlucky mistake, but I'm very happy.
And you mentioned the crowd. I mean, I know how much you enjoy competing at Olympia, but here, the way they cheered you on, did you find a few seconds because of that?
Yeah, for sure. That makes you want to do even more. I mean, when you run through that last cone and you hear the crowd go, that is the best feeling.
Well, Marijke, into the final three. You competed here before, I think fifth and sixth, but to get into the runoff, how proud are you to have achieved that?
I'm really proud. It's unbelievable. No, but it's true, we cannot, we are really, really happy. The horses were flying today and we took a lot of risk. We tried to learn from yesterday and tried to drive a little bit faster, and that worked out.
I could see your team's reaction when you did that first round and saw 144. You went, oh my goodness me, that must have felt very satisfying.
Yeah, because we know the times from yesterday and we know that 144 is a really good time, and so that put maybe a little bit of pressure on the guys, so yeah.
Well, and Daniel, again, frustration for you because you were quick with 142, but irritatingly those balls fell down.
Yeah, I mean, the horses were running. I can only put it down to rustiness on my behalf because the horses were trying. I've got no excuses, really, just a little bit rusty. But I think what we do need to say is a big thank you to London International Horse Show for being brave. I think brave is the word, for putting the show on in the climate that we're in and giving us competitors somewhere to go. So a big thank you for London.
And, well, Andrew, you've been making of it. Obviously know what it's like in London for it, but the atmosphere and just the way you've felt the...
Absolutely amazing, as the drivers are saying, you know, to feel the crowd, etc. And when you sat up there, you know, for Jerome and I, just trying to keep it all in order, it's interesting, but fantastic.
And Jerome, how pleased were you with the way the course provided such a test for the ride drivers tonight?
I was really happy because it's very difficult. You have to build here two different courses on two different days in exactly the same how you put it in the arena. So yesterday I saw some little things. Yesterday 11 was a little bit, I turned it a little bit today, so make it more easy. And yeah, I was really happy with how they did it today.
Presumably Boyd, Nick, what's your rest of your winter? Will you be at Bordeaux or are you now going to rest up to Leipzig?
Well, it's quite an interesting scoring day because Coe's just clocked up 10 points for, as I was the wild card, he clocked up 10 points for first place on the point system. And Marijke also just got a very valuable seven, so that's first and second. And Mechelen's been cancelled and Bordeaux's looking a little bit. So these were really valuable points for Marijke and to get into the final, because I think the scoring system from the FAI has been announced that it's reducing it's your best three shows, and at the moment they're saying if more shows gets cancelled, it's the best two scores count, or down to the best one score counts and gets you into the final. So these were really valuable points for Marijke especially.
I think you'll be all right, Boyd. I think you're going to Leipzig. You're all right. Marijke, you would love to make it to the final, wouldn't you? In Leipzig, it would mean a lot for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would mean a lot, but hopefully I would get the wild card anyway, so hopefully it will take place.
Well, let's be optimistic. Any questions for our drivers tonight? Absolutely fantastic. Once again, thank you for putting on such a brilliant show for the crowd. You've warmed them up, but, well, they know everything's an after show after that, even if Explosion is coming to the arena. Thank you once again for such a wonderful evening's entertainment.